Where do you abide? Have complete joy as you remain constantly in Christ. Join me, Abigail Christian, for healing moments as you experience truth about remaining constant in Jesus Christ. Are you a true disciple of Christ? Do you remain in Him, constantly connected with Him? John 15:1-11 are the words of Jesus. He was speaking to the 11 disciples before being betrayed by the other disciple, Judas. He was speaking to them right before he was betrayed and led to the cross of Calvary. He told them that the character traits of those that remain in Him, they abide and live in Him. They remain constant in Him. Are you curious to hear what Jesus said at this time to His disciples? He spoke to them about a vineyard, vine, branches, vine dresser, and fruit. A vineyard and vine dresser was a common sight that the disciples were familiar with, and Jesus used this to illustrate what he wanted to say with them that evening. This is what Jesus said, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. And every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me and I in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, but must remain in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. The one who remains in me and I in him bears much fruit, for apart from me you can do nothing. If anyone does not remain in me, he is thrown away like a branch and dries up, and they gather them and throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and so prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I also have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. These things I have spoken to you, so that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be made full. So Jesus Christ is the true vine. There is no other way to connect with the Father. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by way of Jesus Christ. No other way, no other truth, no other life but in Him. The Father is the vine dresser. The Father tenderly cares for the vineyard, wanting each branch to bear optimal fruit. A vine dresser is a specialist who oversees the propagation, planting, pruning, and tending of grapevines in a vineyard. Their goal is to optimize the quality and abundance of grapes. The Father works with love, overseeing the branches. Because He wants optimal fruit, He takes away each branch that does not bear fruit. It is worthless. For each branch that bears fruit, He prunes it to bring about more fruit. What is pruning? Pruning is the removal of portions of a great branch for the purpose of maintaining size, shape, and productivity. With any pruning system, at least 85 to 90% of the one-year-old wood will be removed during dormant pruning. This will allow the grapevines to maintain their shape, distribute fruit load, and enhance fruit quality. So in this pruning process, the Father wants to establish the branch to bring forth much fruit. The branch will only bring forth fruit if it remains in the vine. The branches that are removed are not producing fruit. The vine contains the life flowing into the branches so that the branches bear fruit. Without the vine, there is no life and no fruit. So the branch must remain in the vine in order to bear fruit. Who are the branches in this story? Those who follow Jesus Christ, disciples of Christ, are the branches. Are you a follower of Jesus Christ? Are you bearing the sweet fruit of the vine because the life of the vine flows through you and the Father prunes you? Are you remaining in the vine, Jesus Christ? Are you abiding in Him? For the past 6 months, the Lord has been pruning in my life. I find that as He cuts away at the areas of weakness, I find myself clinging to Jesus and His Word, asking Him to help me so that I forgive, so that I don't covet those around me, and that I don't depend on my own strength, capabilities, and my own provision, but that I cry out to Him for help, that I stay in His Word and ask Holy Spirit to help me. Apart from Jesus Christ, my life would not be fruitful. I have found from many hardships and trials that I must depend on Him constantly and abide and dwell in Him and His Word. Sometimes I neglect spending time in His Word and prayer. I find myself missing His voice of truth. I find myself thirsty for His life-giving refreshing. I find myself hungry for His goodness. I begin to feel empty and know the void within my heart that only He can fill. I know that I need Him every day, every moment. So when I pull away from the life-giving vine of Jesus Christ, I begin to sense the life-giving flow is ebbing away and that I need to remain constant and continually abide in Him. Jesus tells His disciples to remain in Him that their joy may be full. This past week was busy and full of circumstances that demanded my attention, and I sensed my need to return to the Lord. There was a preoccupation with things and a heaviness. The joy was fading away. I knew that I needed the Lord Jesus and Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct. The enemy of my soul would come against me to preoccupy my time each day. Have you had a week like that? Perhaps it turned into a month or longer. You would tell me that you have not heard the Lord speaking truth into your life, and you sense a distance. Your joy in the Lord has faded. Dear friend, today you desire joy in your heart and a fruitful life for Christ. Your desire is to be faithful and constant in Him. Jesus tells us to abide or dwell in Him. Follow His commandments, live in His love, and our joy will be full. I have found His grace is all complete. He supplieth every need. While I sit and learn at Jesus' feet, I am free as free indeed. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told. Dear Father, we, your servants, come to you and desire joy, to hear your voice, your word of truth, to lay aside the weights and the sins which so easily entangle us, and to run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of your throne, O God. Holy Spirit, you are our helper. Teach us your ways. Convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Help us remain constant in Christ and remind us of His words. When we become preoccupied and draw away, remind us of Jesus' words to abide in Him and the illustration of the vineyard, vine, vine dresser, branches, and fruit. Remind us that our joy will come as we remain constantly abiding in you, Jesus Christ. We ask this in your name. Amen. Feel free to reach out to me, Abigail, at HealingMomentsAbigailChristian.com. If you have a moment, share this podcast, Healing Moments with Abigail Christian, or leave a comment. It helps this podcast to be seen by others so that it can be shared far and wide. Thank you for joining me, Abigail Christian, with Healing Moments. May you remain constantly abiding in Jesus Christ today.